Fox Markets podcast with Justin Wake.
It's a Monday morning, and joining me right now is Zach with Three Stocks, moving on news in 3 minutes. All right, Zach, have a nice weekend.
Yes, rather healthier than I was hoping for, but anyway, you know, maybe I'll try during the week.
Yeah, hopefully, yes. Okay, first stock up, Alecto Minerals, ALO, signed a non-binding letter of intent with Ashanti Gold to earn interest into his company's Kusanto East Gold Project in Western Mali. They're moving a little bit. They're ALO on the chart.
Right.
Not ELO.
Well, we had the vertical push through the 200-day line in March. Basically, it's been a sideways shuffle ever since. But what I like about the last month or so is that we've largely reclaimed the 200-day average at 0.08 above that, looking for a big target at 0.18, which is the top of a rising March trend channel. So hopefully 0.08 will hold.
Marvellous. Are they still up today? They were up. Oh, they're up to about 2.9%. Yes. Okay, next one is Cyan Holdings. Half-year figures show revenue up to 1.029 million, which is a 554% increase on the same period last year, but their operating loss is a bit higher at 2.8 million. What do you reckon, Cyan? C-Y-A-N.
Well, if you look at the chart back at the beginning of April, you will see the way that the shares gap through the 50-day moving average. The rocket launcher maneuver. So it was a vertical move there, sideways shuffle since then around the 0.18 level. I'm hoping that that will hold and we will retest the best levels of the year towards 0.3 pence plus, hopefully in the wake of this update, which sounds rather good.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm just looking at that level there it's holding. Normally, you only see that whenever there's a cash support or placing support at that level. That's a very, you can draw a ruler under that line, can't you? That,
yeah, I mean, we've held the top of the gap, which is, you know, 0.17 from April. So, you know, looking solid, I would say, looking quite solid.
Okay, and the next one is the Myanmar social media thing. MySquare, MYSQ, its latest game launch is doing quite well, apparently. It's attracting, it's got 500,000 registered users, and they're launching a new game, Invisible Sword, in September. So what do you reckon, MYSQ?
Right, well, the bull argument here would be that we've got a falling wedge, which, as you may know, is a bullish formation. The line of support there from October going through January and then on to this month's low around 3.25 pence. If that is the case, we've seen the low above 3 pence, and we will rebound hopefully quite sharply. Initial target, the 50-day average at 5.31 pence. If you're cautious, you wait for the 20-day line at 4.17 pence to be broken first, but looking encouraging, I have to say.
Marvellous. I'm never that cautious, are you really? Quite cautious, though. Are you quite cautious?
Only with my own money, not with other people's.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.